You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. Time to play a little fact or fiction as we bring in our great producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs.
Fact or fiction?
Happy Thursday, boys.
Hey, thanks for playing the song again.
Hey, you know, I try. Are there any other requests out
nope,
there?
Nope, that is our song. Thanks.
Other than Stan, anytime Stan calls, our good friends.
That's great.
Question number one today, boys. The Browns' defensive line is the number one area of need the Browns must address in free agency and through the draft.
I'm going to go fact. And a lot of the reason why is because of their ability to stop the run. And we've talked about it in depth today. We've had Andrew Gribble in studio talking about, you know, it being an upgrade. And a lot of the reason why, Nathan has alluded to the fact that everybody or a lot of the mock drafts out there have us addressing that need, so I will go fact.
I'm going to say fiction because until you have a quarterback, you have nothing in the National Football League. And so I'm going to say fiction. I think that the quarterback position must be addressed. Now, that could be Johnny Manziel, which would make the draft and free agency unnecessary, and I hope that it is. Oh, do I hope that it is. Let's just say we're going to assume until the quarterback position is solved, that's always going to be number one for me. So that's why I'd say fiction. But other than that, I would say defensive line and wide receiver are the top areas of need for the Browns.
Thoughts on Mel Kiper's picks?
I know that adding another offensive line is not a problem. I like Shelton. He's been linked to the Browns. I've seen that name many, many times. So I think that that's fine. I do think that the Browns need a wide receiver. I would like to have seen it be a wide receiver and Shelton. Not a wide receiver.
But between
not
now
Shelton
and so much can change. So
of course,
change.
Of course, but we're just dealing with the now, man.
Exactly.
Fact or fiction?
Question number two today, guys. The 49ers were a little bit of a surprise hire. Jim Tomsula. Was he the right choice to be head coach of the San Francisco 49ers? Mr. 49er, I'll start with you.
Sure. I'm going to go fact. And the reason why is because I'm dealing in facts. And I have, of course, he was on staff when I had got to spend time there. He is a great man. He is an X's and O guru. I mean, you want to talk about intensity and a great coach. He is that. Now, the question is, and he's only done it on that, you know, on an interim basis, is can he take that excitement and passion that he has for one position or position group or one side of the football and be the leader necessary to lead a football team? That is in question, but I thought from a 49er standpoint, for them to go internal with as much talent as they have there and a lot of that talent being on the defense side of the football, I think the players will play for him, unlike some of the times they griped about Jim Harbaugh.
The players are excited about it. You see the quotes coming out. They're excited about it. My dad, Pedro, is excited about it, a 49ers fan out in the Bay Area. Apparently, this guy, the players love him.
Love him. I loved him.
You loved
him. I spent
him.
1 year with him, and I loved him. Like, I wish I had his number immediately to text him, congratulations, like, no, there's not a better man that deserves that job.
Can't you get it, that number?
I will get it through Greg Minuski, the coordinator for the Colts. He's got bigger fish to fry right now, but in due time, I will.
In due time, you will. Yes, good. All right. All right. I think obviously people there are happy. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I thought Harbaugh was the best coach for the 49ers.
Amen.
Three out of the last four NFC championships. I thought it was a bottom line business, and you've been to a Super Bowl, three NFC championships in 4 years, and yet he's out? I mean, that's, to me, that's insane. That's I'm going to, you know, put it on the table, and you're going to put it on the table, and mine's bigger, and you're out. That's ridiculous to me. Like, to me, Jim Harbaugh was the right coach for the 49ers.
You're absolutely right, and I think in this case, it was, you know, ego and control is what was the demise of Jim Harbaugh there in San Francisco.
But isn't it about, wouldn't you rather have
doesn't winning cure all that?
I would think
you
so.
Would hope. I guess not, spoiled California brats.
That's right. You pay $4 a gallon for gas. Paying $1.83. How's that taste?
Love it.
Don't fact or fiction.
Question number three today, guys. The nominees are out for the 87th Academy Awards. Best Picture nominees, American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash. Fact or fiction, you will see at least two of these movies that have been nominated for Best Picture.
Like in a theater?
Theater or on the fabulous DVD and your own personal seat license.
First of all, the only chance I have is to see them on demand.
Or on demand.
The only movie I've seen in the theater Blu-ray. In the last, I want to say, I don't even know how many years. Put it this way. I watched the Lord of the Rings movie, the latest one, this year in 3D at the theater. And then before that, I think the last movie I saw in a theater was like Jackass 3D.
Okay. All right. Well, to answer your question, I'm going to go say fact. And I think the two movies that I will see are going to be, you know, the one that I know Nathan's going to go see, and that's American Sniper. I love those military movies. I love like Navy SEALs back in the day. Is a great movie of mine. Black Hawk Down, anytime it's on, I like to watch it. So I, of course, see American Sniper. The other movie that I'll see, what'd you say? Oh, the other movie that I'll see is Selma, because the most recent movie that I saw, I get to go see it with my wife and some friends, is Unbroken, which was a great movie, and the Selma preview was on, and I thought it was great. It tells a great story. It's actually a part of Harpo, which is Oprah's company, so you know it's done. It's definitely right, and it's a part
Excuse
of history.
Me? Hold on. Did you just say that because it's from Oprah that it's been done right? You love Oprah?
I do love Oprah.
I believe that there is a loss of a man card.
That is something just awful. This is a low moment.
Oprah, she gets a lot of things right.
Cleveland Browns.
She's got a lot of money.
Daily history. This is one of the saddest moments.
Now we're going to talk Oprah?
Oh, my God.
No, bad enough,
you guys are talking Oprah. I moved past Oprah.
Did you hear?
Okay. It's a movie about history.
I agree. I want to see Selma. Don't get me wrong, but now you start pulling out the Oprah card.
All right. I want to see American Sniper, and then I want to see The Theory of Everything, right? That's a Stephen Hawking movie.
Is it? I don't know.
I believe so. Okay. Yeah, I want to see that one, too. The Grand Budapest Hotel, I don't get it.
I want to see that.
It looks cool.
Yep.
Is it like? It looks like the Royal Tenenbaums. Is that what it's supposed to be like?
Something along those lines.
Is it Wes Anderson?
I'm trying to bring it up on my screen.
You guys
here.
Are over my head right now. I want to see American Sniper and Selma.
I want to see American Sniper.
I want to see a couple of them. I heard Birdman wasn't very good, but it's getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah. Michael Keaton, right?
Yes.
I'll tell you, the Golden Globe.
If you want to go to the movie, there's a movie theater in Rocky River, and I'm sure they're everywhere over across Northeast Ohio, but it's like with the leather recliners that you have to reserve your seat in advance, where it's like you go back, the feet go up, there's a cup holder, you could – oh, it's the only way to see a movie.
And they serve booze.
Wow.
And they serve booze.
Which is never a downfall.
That is correct, Gibber.
Fact or fiction?
All right, we got about 90 seconds left. Final fact or fiction for today. Kevin Jones could take Andrew Gribble in a feat of strength.
I think we need to find out. We need to find an answer to this immediately. We should. I don't know what the feat of strength shall be, but we need to come up with a feat of strength, and we need to find out the answer to this.
I think a couple things is we need to create our own little mini inter-office combine for them to to divulge into and separate that. And or we need to do some research. And Gibbs, you talked about the other day. Let's do some research into a party place and either rent sumo suits or the giant boxing gloves and let them figure it out.
I'm all in for that. I maybe we do a gladiator challenge and there's like three or four events.
I was just about to say this. This needs to be like an Olympiad.
Like American Ninja type of.
And I think there should be feats of strength.
We need Kornikovich videotaping this the entire day.
Eating competition.
Eating, drinking.
Yes.
Is it like the scene from Big Daddy where they have to like bake a cake and then they have to answer trivia questions and all that
it's
stuff?
It's like Billy Madison.
Billy Madison, sorry.
And with a little bit of old school mixed in.
Yeah,
a little bit of American Gladiator.
They have to do, what is that flag dancing or the you know, where they dance around and they do the
like old school.
Yes. The gymnastic,
rhythmic dancing.
Yeah, rhythmic gymnastics.
Exactly.
Yes, maybe some synchronized swimming as well. All right, that'll do it for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Want to thank our guys, Doug Deacon, Andrew Gribble, of course, the great Jason Gibbs. We'll be back to wrap up this week with a look at the linebackers, and hopefully we'll have some more good stuff for you on CBD, driven
by Liberty Ford.
See ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.